You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Dan Schoenbaum, CEO of Kula Data, a business intelligence platform that leverages behavioral analytics to improve conversions. Mr. Schoenbaum, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yes, good to have you out, and thanks for your time. So for starters, your company places importance on long-term behavioral analytics. Why is this significantly better than looking at single touch point data common with Google Analytics?
Sure, that's a great question. Initially, websites were much more basic than they are today, and products like Google Analytics, and there are really a whole host of products out there that I kind of think of them as first-generation products. They're great at counting page clicks, what pages you look at, maybe a little bit more information on where you come from. But the market and the way you go to market with websites today, you know, think of a site like Amazon where their affiliates, people come from all over the place. There's a need to understand not just page clicks, but user behavior, what influences you, what leads you to make a purchasing decision, why you buy, why you leave the site, et cetera. And that's really where we come in, and that's what we excel at. We're experts in behavioral analytics.
Also, recent studies are showing that companies are not satisfied with their analytics, mainly because they don't have the means to analyze it. How can behavioral analytics remedy this problem?
Sure. Well, the information is scattered everywhere. So it's rare to find a company today that doesn't use Google AdWords, Facebook, email campaigns. And I actually joined the company out of frustration because I was a CEO at another company, and I couldn't get the data that I wanted. I had many, many different products. I had a team analyzing and crunching all this data, and data was everywhere, and we couldn't combine it and make sense out of it. And that's why when I met the team from Kula Data, I really fell in love with what they're doing. They take all of this data, which if you're in marketing, data is everywhere. You're literally drowning in it. And we combine all that data and help you make sense of it. And the best part about it is you don't need to be a programmer. You don't need to be technical. Even a business person such as myself can just ask a basic question: where do my most valuable customers come from? And we help go through all that information and help you find the answer really quickly.
So once you've collected this data, how do businesses segment and target specific groups?
Sure. So when we collect all that information, one of the things that we help do is provide some automation. Behavioral analytics is really a new discipline. And when customers come to us, they know that they need more information. They know that they have a lot of data. And, so what we do is help them combine all that information, but also help you to identify segments. And so we have the capability within our technology to help identify. So a good example of a segment could be users who came, purchased a product, and never came back. And you may want to treat those users in a certain way versus, users who are high net worth customers, but you haven't heard from them in a while. And so you may want to treat those users differently, launch a certain campaign for them. And so we have the ability to automatically segment users so you can take action and, treat each group of customers accordingly. Certain offers for some, email outreach, or maybe even a personal outreach for others. And so we try to take a lot of the guesswork out of it and help you segment the users automatically, which, from talking to our customers, I know they love that capability. And as far as we know, there's nobody else out there who's doing that today.
Today we are joined by Mr. Dan Schoenbaum, CEO of Kula Data, a business intelligence platform that leverages behavioral analytics to improve conversions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Schoenbaum, what kind of feedback have you received from users who have transitioned from other behavioral analytic tools?
Sure. Well, I was actually talking to a customer the other day, and they used this sort of analogy to describe the experience. And what they said resonated with me, and it was great to hear. And what they said to me was that they felt like they've been trying to run their business with one hand over an eye, meaning they sort of only had a partial view of what was happening. And so, you know, what we try to do is expand and give you a 360-degree view of what's happening, where are your customers coming from, you know, what's really happening within your business. And I guess I think of it like, you know, not having this information is almost like flying a plane without having any radar. You're blind. You don't know where to go and what to do. And we try to illuminate that for digital businesses. And, you know, digital businesses, an Amazon, an e-commerce site, a travel site, anybody who does business online and has to understand all of this data in real time.
What would you tell a CEO that is reluctant to switch over?
You know, to be honest, it's not all that often that I meet an executive, let alone a CEO, that when they see what we do is uncomfortable or pushes back. You know, prior to conversations with, of course, we're not the only company that does this, but behavioral analytics in general yield and provide so much information that I would say you can't afford not to run your business without it. It's real-time intelligence on what's working and what's not working in your business. And a lot of people in, you know, online digital businesses, as I like to think about it, are kind of looking in the rearview mirror. You're looking at what happened last month, the month before. You're looking at trends of quarter over quarter. But what we provide is something where you're actually looking forward, not back, where you can test things, understand before you launch pages how successful they are, and that's just not a capability that's existed today. So if anybody has any reticence, my suggestion would be just to try it. You know, we love to set up our product and let people play with it with no obligation and understand how it can help them.
And also, how do you see behavioral analytics influencing business intelligence in the future?
The market is moving quickly, which is exciting. And I really think of this as the next wave. So the first wave, kind of, as you mentioned previously, is the Google Analytics, KISS Metrics, products that just record page clicks. The second generation were products that would kind of monitor inside of the browser what user behavior did. And those products are also valuable. But really, the next wave is what we're doing, and we're really pioneers in diving into user behavior and helping you understand it. And so I think the future, to answer your question, is really about providing more artificial intelligence, more kind of machine learning, because there's so much data out there. We help expose that data to you. But if we can add even more automation and provide insights to you, so to say to you, you know, hey, Eric, there's this trend that's emerging. More and more of your podcast listeners are, you know, downloading the files. They're listening to them for longer and they're starting to share them. You know, that level of information would be, just as it would be invaluable to your podcast network, it would be invaluable to people who are selling a product online. So more automation and more artificial intelligence to help surface insights quicker and communicate them to you using, you know, natural language, not technical terms.
Well, Mr. Schoenbaum, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and also bringing focus to and per your expertise on behavioral analytics to improve conversions. Thanks so much. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Sure. Why? You know, I think this is an exciting new phase. It's an exciting new trend, and there are a lot of people out there that are still using first generation products. And, you know, Google Analytics is a great product. But there's so much more data out there that you're missing. And so would love to talk to any of your listeners and you know, not even in a salesy way, just to educate them. And we have lots of case studies we like to share just so people can learn more information. And if they're interested in trying our product, we'd love to set it up for them and, you know, just speak in a very consultative way and help them understand what products like ours can do for them.
Most definitely. Before you go, Mr. Schoenbaum, tell our listeners where they can get all the details and be in contact with you in regards to Kula Data.
Our website is www.kooladata.com, and you spell that CooladaData.com. And we're also on LinkedIn, and we share lots of information, and the information we like to share is not sales material, but real case studies and what we call ebooks that explain how behavioral analytics could apply to your business and how it could help you. So I encourage people to take a look at that information. There's a lot you can learn from reading it.
Well, Mr. Schoenbaum, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
I enjoyed it, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Dan Schoenbaum, the CEO of Kula Data, a business intelligence platform that leverages behavioral analytics to improve conversions in the website. For all the details, is KulaData.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.